This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I believe this is day 16 of the shutdown, I believe, if I'm counting correctly. And, well, I got to give it to the Democrats. They're holding firm. But then again, they're like the Islamics, because these are ransom demands that they're making here. They're saying, well, do this if you do this, and it's a ransom demand. And nobody in the Republican Party is going to pay for this. Now. For me, the question becomes, how do we stop this from happening again? How do we stop government shutdowns? Because for the first time, the Republicans have failed to cave. They've held the line. And the Democrats are going all over the map. Wednesday, Caitlin Collins, who is the latest incarnation of Jim Acosta, she moderated a town hall with Bernie Sanders and the de facto leader of the Democrat Party, AOC. And it went about as well as you might expect. Sanders said, we're going to do everything we can and move as quickly as we can to make sure you get your paychecks. Now, the we he's referring to are the vast majority of the Senate Democratic Conference who backed their leader in scuttling a clean continuing resolution 9 times, now 10 times, in order to make sure those paychecks remain frozen. Sanders' we are the ones responsible for the shutdown. He just admitted it. And yet, in the same answer, he also lied because he got out there and he said, the we of which he speaks are not doing everything we can to get federal employees and military service members paid. Doing everything would be voting yes on the continuing resolution and then fighting out the healthcare subsidy concerns in committees where the argument belongs. Then when you look at the de facto leader of the Democratic Party, AOC, this is the kind of intellectual, sharpness that allows people like John Thune and Mike Johnson to sleep very soundly at night. She brought up something. She called it the Deloitte, the mega accounting firm Deloitte. Well, no, she actually said DuPont, but it was Deloitte. They set fire to the Cuyahoga River in Ohio using adding machine as kindling. But she might have meant to say DuPont, but whatever. Anyway, for the socialists and the Marxists who don't really believe much in private ownership of anything, what difference at this point does it make what these companies call themselves? And after 2 weeks of them twisting themselves into knots about who's to blame for the shutdown, Sanders ran into a question that got through and got through the scrubbers. And that gap, after the man in the audience wrecked Sanders' premise by accurately reciting Schumer's record of voting for 13 clean CRs in the last 5 years, was Sanders internally processing his anger at CNN for admitting someone who shouldn't be there, but not wanting to come across looking like Katie Porter on a podcast or Nancy Pelosi hounded on the steps of the Capitol. Well, let's go to the phones. Let's get over here to John in Spartanburg. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, I had a couple of questions I was wanting to ask you.
Sure.
First one was about the shutdown. You know, who does it benefit? Because I know the congressmen, they're still getting their salary, from what I understand. I mean, so the only thing the shutdown's hurting is like the Army, government.
Well, they got paid. They're getting paid.
Yeah. But so who's it really hurting? I mean, I just don't understand that. And my other question I was wanting to ask you was, they didn't waste no time jumping back out here with these chemtrail planes. Man, these guys were slammed full of it this morning.
Okay. Well, you know my position.
What you thought about that.
Well, you know my position on chemtrails, right? I mean.
No, sir. I've never heard it.
Well, I'm not a big chemtrail guy.
Right.
Okay. If they were chemtrails and they were releasing them at 1,000 feet, right, and it could get down here without hitting me with, but you know, it's getting dissipated at 30,000 feet by how many slipstreams and wind currents and everything else that are going various directions and everything. And by the time it gets down, and I'll play the game of chemtrails are real, and if it gets separated like that and diluted like that. Wouldn't it stand to reason that any sort of a chemical concoction that they might be trying to foist upon us, if it gets diluted, it also loses its efficacy on us?
Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no. I mean, I just haven't really paid that much attention to it. I was at one time at a level where I might have known something about that, and it never came up.
Right. And this here is probably just a coincidence, but I took pictures of it. About 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I went outside taking my dog out where I went to work and everything. And I noticed just right above my building, it looked like there was maybe 7 to 8, I'm going to say chemtrails, which I'm sure it's not. It's up over my building that was spread out. It kind of looked like a hand that was reaching out, like the fingers spread apart. But yeah, I've got pictures of it. And I've showed it to a few people, and they're like, wow, that's crazy looking. And I don't know. It's some crazy stuff going on, I guess.
The atmosphere is a crazy place. It's a crazy place in the upper atmosphere. I mean, the cloud formations and all that other stuff. I sit back and look at it and just go, wow, this is a crazy place. I'm glad I'm not up there. It's not a very permissive environment to exist in unless you're below 10,000 feet.
Yes, sir. I know. I ain't noticed a bunch of birds dead yet, so I guess we're still good until that happens.
I guess so. Yes, sir. All right.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Bill. I enjoy you, man. You give us a lot of information we need.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too, brother.
All right. Bye. John Fetterman was on there, too. And John Fetterman got out there and said that Schumer shuttered the government for his own political survival. And there may be something to that, because Schumer, in Q3... raised only $133,460, where with AOC, she raised $4.45 million in QC and now has 11. She has more money on hand than Chuck Schumer. So, So, there you go. Democrats lost the election in 2024. They lost soundly. Any way you slice it, they lost. They lost the Electoral College. They lost the popular vote. They lost all seven swing states. They lost on the issues Trump made important. They lost on the issues they tried to make important. And American people viewed the 4 years of the Biden regency, as a nightmare that they didn't want to continue. And yet Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez are holding the government, country's government hostage until what they lost last November in ransom. Because they think you're too stupid to realize that they're actually supposed to be in power. So they're just going to take it. Their wish list is irresponsible. It's unrealistic. And it's just not going to happen. And, this is Trump derangement syndrome at its highest. At its highest. Suffered a cultural hit for me. A cultural hit. I'll explain that in just a second. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Man, back in the 70s, in Columbia, South Carolina, we were all into music. K-Tel was a big thing because we could get all the best songs on one album. That used to be a thing, children, K-Tel. But then a rock group burst on the scene and captured every young man's imagination, and they were called Kiss. And they were in kabuki makeup, and they were, you know, they were, compared to everybody else, they were the leading edge of what was going to turn into a hard rock and roll. And I don't know, it was something. I had a lot of friends that were really into it. They bought every album that came out, every single one. They still got them. They're probably worth a lot of money now. All of them came from other bands. But Ace Frehley, the original guitar player, died. And, you know, that's when you see these confirmations, when you see these confirmations come up of your own mortality, well, It's very sobering, because you look at these guys, and when they were in their prime, they were everywhere. But Kiss was a cultural force in the mid to late 70s. Where I grew up, every boy in school knew who they were. They usually had a favorite song or a favorite band member. I had a few. Other bands at the time had mystique, but nobody knew what Kiss really looked like. There was no internet. All we got were album covers and occasional magazine articles. Nobody knew what they looked like forever. Long before the internet, when the bandwidth for things like bands that 11-year-olds care about was pretty thin, that's all we had. The band, I'd never seen anything like that before in my life. The crazy makeup, costumes, nicknames, spitting blood, spitting fire, smoking guitars. They had Kiss action figures. During Halloween, everybody would dress as their favorite member of Kiss. They even had a TV movie where they played their characters as superheroes fighting evil, and they also had a rock band as a sideline. And most of us never got to see Kiss in concert. Most of us never got to see them. In 1978, they came close to breaking up, but they decided to release four solo albums at the same time instead. And you can still find some of those around here in Greenville nowadays. Ace Frehley was one of those. He put one out. A lot of people think it was the best of the four. It produced the biggest hit from those four albums. It was a cover, but it still hit number 13 on the charts. Ace Frehley, he had trouble understanding the mystique. And in 1982, he quit the group, fearing he would end up committing suicide if he didn't. And as the group grew more successful in the late 70s, he said, we're this heavy rock group, and now we had little kids with lunchboxes and dolls in the front row, and I had to be worried about cursing on the microphone. It became a circus. And there was other things that were in the circus, like Frehley's drug use and alcohol consumption, and their decision to use session guitarists on some tracks. So he'd had enough. He said, I was mixed up. I believe that if I stay in that group, I would have committed suicide. I'd be driving home from the studio, and I'd want to drive my car into a tree. I walked out on a $15 million contract. That would be like $100 million a day, and my attorney was looking at me like, are you crazy? And if you weren't around at the same time, it is impossible for me to explain to you how hard this was working on the culture, how deep it was. Young men where I lived who had no idea this even existed, they found out about the Japanese vinyl, the pressings that you could buy that were made in Japan of Kiss, and they would go get those. And they would have five or six different copies of the same album. And they would get all of this stuff. But I know that nowadays it's very hard to look at that because music is so generic. And, you know, it'd be sort of like explaining the Spice Girls to a 15-year-old now. But in the late 70s, they were the hottest band on the planet for young men. And for people like me, my age, when this was happening and they were hot and they had new stuff coming out all the time and they hadn't had, you know, reality TV series and everything else. This is in the end of an era. And it's another sign that we're all getting old. Now, Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, of course, they were the front and center guys. But, I mean, Ace Frehley was the guitar player that gave him the sound. And Peter Criss was the lead singer of Beth. Their ballad. And, I mean, all four of those guys, the original lineup of Kiss, which they've gone through many. It is truly the end of an era. Let's go to Ted and Pilser. Yes, sir.
Hey, you're tugging at my heartstrings. I was born in 71, and my mom was an avid Kiss fan. So, I mean, you know, she'd paint me up like Paul Stanley for Halloween when I was, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old. And I'll tell you what, man, I loved it, man. She'd have it on cranking while she's cleaning the house. And I just couldn't get enough of it when I was a kid, man. I only seen them one time, and that was enough for me. They were great. They were definitely icons. I mean, they're all highly educated businessmen before they got together and said, hey, let's form a band. We'll call it Kiss. You know, keep it simple, stupid. But then it got turned into Knights in the Satan Service.
Right.
By the haters. You know, but, you know, I can remember being in elementary school and middle school and people talking about how it was devil worship and everything else. And, man, it was just an amazing time to have been a young, impressionable kid. And it's just one of those things I'll always remember, listening to my mom cranking out Destroyer. I mean, it's just a phenomenal album. But that's all I got. I'll take your comments off the air. Have a great weekend, Bill.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate the call. Gene Simmons, visually, in those days, in the 70s, Gene Simmons was a very imposing figure. Nobody realized his actual height because he wore these boots that were like 6 or 7 inches too tall, and he'd be spitting blood, and he had the tongue, and he was the knight of darkness. It was truly a thing. And a lot of parents were very concerned about Kiss, but of course, like Ted said, they were consummate businessmen. They got out there and they played it to the hilt. And it's a sad day when you sit there and you're like, wow, I've got more in the rearview mirror than I have on the road in front of me left, don't I? That's just one of those affirmations that that is the case. Coming up next, we're going to talk about, you know, all these ICE agents having their bounties put on their heads. And I'm going to talk about it with Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Well, we see all of this outrage going on right now amongst wherever ICE is trying to. And ICE is going where the food is. They're going where the illegal immigrants are. So, yeah, they're looking for all kinds of people in all kinds of places. Joining me to talk about the bounties being put on their heads from investusa.org is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's always a privilege. You know, there is so much going on at the moment that the nation is facing, of course, ICE and, you know, picking up the illegal immigrants, especially those that are felons, and deporting them, has become battle zones now, war zones in Portland, Chicago, many other locations. But what's added a new flavor to this is not only are they fighting ICE, but now we're fighting people, and we've talked about this on your show, planting 278 IED devices in Catholic churches, et cetera, trying to kill masses of people now to bring attention to their cause of trying to regain power, just utterly trying to destroy America from within. They've got now the drug cartels on their side, the drug cartels in southern Mexico. Why do I say southern Mexico? You remember we said on the show, this is about a year ago, Bill, that there were some incursions being made across the border into the U.S. when we still had open borders. And we were determined when the president came in, we were going to close those loopholes and make sure that they didn't fire on us across the border if we had to go across and do some covert operations, which we did. And that took care of the problem on the border. But now the southern cartels are offering a bounty, $10,000 per head for any ICE agent killed in the line of duty. And it gained attention. There are a lot of nuts out there, shall we say, that are either Islamic jihadists or, you know, the Antifa and others that are domestic terrorists. Of course, remember we've talked about Antifa now has a direct line with Communist China, the party officials themselves. They're getting funding and equipment from there. So we have an all-out war. So just keep in mind that as we're seeing this occur with our ICE agents, of course, what are we going to do about it? Same thing we did across the border a year ago. We have the best special forces and covert operations mechanisms in the world. So, Mexico, you couldn't fix your mess. We're going to fix it for you. That having been said, you know, you step this thing up on the cartels. The president is now moving forward to not only have we sunk another couple ships in the Venezuelan water full of drugs, ordinances, and Ted and Aguanta gang members, but now we've gotten to the point where we're going to go in and to the source, which is where it's being grown on the interior. And we will take in our special ops. We've got 10,000 troops now positioned. We've got all of our special ops teams set and ready. The transportation for special ops insertion teams are down there. So here's what we're doing. We're sending you one clear last message. They're standing on your door. If I were you, I would answer it. Because if you don't, that will be the end. We will kick it in and eliminate everything that's in our way. So that's coming, folks. We're going to make sure we say we're going to take it to them. We meant what we said. Prepare for some interesting times.
Now, I got a question. What are the rules of engagement for ICE when they're going out there and they're making these arrests? I mean, normally, even with just normal street cops, if somebody starts trying to obstruct them in their job, they'll just hook and book those guys, too. What are the rules of engagement for ICE? Is that known what their rules of engagement are?
Yeah, I'll be happy to mention that. You know, here's what we've done in the past, trying to contain and deflect escalation. Kind of like, hey, just push them aside, keep doing your job. These people don't like to be pushed aside. They become aggressive and engaged. So now we've given clear direction. If they so much as look at you the wrong way and try to get in the interference, take them down.
Now, in the case of places like Chicago and L.A., where they're not giving them any sort of assistance in this, what are they going to do with the people that are just citizens there that are getting in the way and obstructing? Are they going to go to the ICE facility as well? Because, I mean, they're not going to get any help with this.
Well, we've established separate facilities. We have ICE facilities, but we've got other warehouses that we've picked up that we'll be detaining these folks. So the direct answer question is no, they're not going to get off. They will be held in a different location. My advice to them is if you have a smart, you remember they're doing a No Kings rally across the country this weekend trying to say it's peaceful, which it won't be because Soros money has been now identified. Hundreds of millions are being poured into this weekend. If you've got any brains, any sense, folks, stay home. You do not want to be in the middle of that because it's going to get mean. It's going to get ugly. I don't want to see you get hurt. I don't want to see you get locked up for no cause because we can't figure out who's who in the process of what's going on.
Down in Columbia, South Carolina, where you're at, do you ever see any of this stuff, any Antifa activity, no Kings activity? Do you ever see any of that?
They're scared of us for some reason, Bill. I don't know why.
Can't imagine.
We're such warm, loving people.
The last one, I think we had a rally here that was 5,000 strong, but both law enforcement agencies were out there observing, and nothing happened. But except for that, occasionally on I-385 when I'm going into Greenville, I will see the No Kings people out there, and I don't understand that at all, because aren't the leftist judges, aren't they doing royal things and royal decrees and everything and running the country themselves?
They're trying to, but it's not working too well. We're getting to the point now, I told you the president's not considering the Insurrection Act, whether that needs to be implemented, to just disregard these federal judges, because, you just saw it again this morning, that appeals court denied the president the ability. He can call up the National Guard, he just can't use them.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. Why would you say you can call them up if you can't use them? I mean, the guy's smoking pot and probably inside the chambers.
Yeah. I guess he would call them up to have a formation and just say, you guys are great. You guys are wonderful. Everybody's getting paid. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, the judges. They're the ones that are trying to be royal. I just don't. And they applaud for that, though, don't they? When
they
the judges do it.
And, I tell you one quick thing in here, Bill. It's mind-boggling to me that you can create chaos, bring in violence, and expect the American people to respond, wow, we want more of that. Let's get these people in power again. This is where we need to be. These people are smoking dope.
Well, I think, I've thought about this. And, during the Biden occupancy, Antifa was relatively quiet. And I guess what they're trying, are they trying to tell us that the price of peace is Democrat rule? Is that what it boils down to?
You are correct. You're exactly right. You and I are on the same page. That's their message, and his message would sell if we'd had some positive results in the last 4 years during that Biden administration. But that was total chaos. We don't ever want to see that again.
Yeah. Michael Letts has given well over 17,000 plus vests to law enforcement, to the K-9 cohort, everything else. He's not going to rest till they're all in a vest. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless and God bless America.
I've got a few things for you about how the Dems understand they own this shutdown. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Somebody on the text line thinks I should create an AI version of myself to handle the leftists when they call. But that takes away my fun. You might have noticed something different about this current shutdown, which is going into its third week. You know, that lack of horror studies, you know, stories, excuse me, that usually accompany the shutdown. Anybody got a guess as to why that is? Consider what the news media was reporting when the government shut down for more than a month starting in late 2018, the result of a fight over funding for the border wall. And we got headlines like, the government shutdown is life and death for low-wage subcontractors who likely won't be repaid for lost time. Or, how the shutdown is reaching a breaking point. Or, delayed tax refunds, missing federal paychecks, the shutdown's pain keeps growing. Or, government shutdown leaves workers reeling. We seem to be pawns. Or, how the federal shutdown is affecting health problems. Or, fallout grows as partial government shutdown drags on. Press loves trauma. And as with most shutdowns, a race to record the trauma. Like the national parks closing. With headlines such as national parks are overflowing with poop thanks to government shutdown. And this time around, we're being told things like governors tap state funds to keep some national parks open during the government shutdown. Back then, air travelers were warned to fear for their lives. Travel industry fears damage from a long government shutdown. Every day it gets less safe to fly. Air travelers begin to feel effects of shutdown. This time, the press has spent its time reassuring passengers that their flights won't get canceled because commercial flights will continue to operate and airline employees will not be impacted. Even the fact that the Trump administration is using the shutdown to fire federal workers, which I kind of think the Trump team thought this would pressure the Democrats a bit, seems to be getting a short shrift. So why this blasé attitude by the mainstream press about this shutdown? Well, because this one is 100% caused by Democrats who refused to pass a bill to keep the government open. During the 2018-2019 shutdown, all those horror stories in the news made sure to pin the blame on the Republicans for the shutdown. And that's exactly how the Democrats wanted it told. This time, strategy appears to be to downplay the harm of the shutdown while they muddy the Democrats' responsibility for it. And they're also taking their marching orders from the party's leaders, which means you guys are following a bunch of idiots. Point to me one Democrat politician who is not an idiot. I'll tell you, and listen, this has nothing to do with their education or their intelligence level. What makes them an idiot is that they believe that they can tell you whatever they want to tell you, and you're just going to go, uh-huh, dah, uh-huh. That's what makes them an idiot. And this explains why Senate Majority or Minority Leader Chuck Schumer can declare every day gets better for us, and why the Washington Post felt comfortable reporting the other day that for longtime members of Congress from both parties, this has been a very unusual government shutdown. There's been little sense of any frantic need to resolve the matter, very few late nights in the Senate and a House that has stood defiantly closed to try to force Democrats into caving to Republican demands. Now, the reason the Democrats don't feel frantic is because they think that the media is carrying this for them. And you keep hearing about all of the, you know, all the polls where they're saying, well, the Republicans own it. People believe, they're blaming the Republicans. They're blaming Trump. So, why do you think that is? It's because of the media. They're not frantic because of the media. And in the meantime, it really literally all comes down to now Chucky is afraid that if he backs up now, if he says, okay, if he, you know, and this is what makes it so interesting to me that everybody's saying, oh, well, when the Neil Kings thing comes, they're going to get out there and they're going to cave. I don't think they will. I don't know, though. But I just don't. Why would Chuck Schumer say, okay, before the Neil Kings thing, if I cave now, AOC will win my seat? And they go, well, the Neil Kings thing is passed. I can cave now. Because they haven't got a snowball's chance of what they want. They're not going to get that. That's the problem. See, this is the problem when you get out there and you tell a lot of truths and we find out how much of the money they've been wasting that they tax us through the eye sockets for. And then they want $1.5 trillion more for other things as well that we don't have that we voted to do away with. So, anyway, it all comes down to this idea that they're still in charge. They believe you're idiotic. And, well, that's not true, is it? Because you voted them out. You stop listening to them. That's the hardest thing to do, to break a habit. When you get out there and you say, I'm just not going to listen to mainstream media anymore. When you do that and you change your habit like that, this is bad for them. But that's what makes them idiotic. They believe that you believe everything they tell you. And which leads me to my next thought, which is they still haven't learned any lessons, the Democrats. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.